New Takes, the podcast where me, Inventor Levin, and Penelope will be talking about random events and different people, and overall just having an amazing time. So, today, you might know him, but you might have also seen him, Yusov Dikej. And I'm sorry if I'm saying that wrong. It is hard. I searched it up how to pronounce it, and I had to practice it like 14 times. My co-host can back me up. Yeah.
My co-host? Sorry, that's really
My co-host? Said with emphasis for a reason.
Co-host.
Yep, co-host. Yusov Dikej, a Turkish sharpshooter at the Paris Olympics, showed up with no gear at all, while all the other sharpshooters.
Absolutely crazy. It's like,
You shoot?
I shoot a bow and arrow, and
I didn't know you shot bow and arrow.
I did.
I don't shoot anything.
I'm very dangerous. I shot an apple on top of someone's head the other time.
You have more skill than I do. Anyway, you saw deep gauge, sharp. Excuse me. Turkish sharpshooter showed up to the Paris Olympics, no gear, no anything, while other sharpshooters had an eye patch over their eye so that they didn't confuse the two sides, and then
their arm.
Yep. And then a scope. He showed up, nothing. Glasses on, and his
hat. It was just there. He was wearing a teal shirt and shorts.
Was it air pistol? I'm pretty sure it was. I really don't think it was. I'm pretty sure it was, like, air pistols. But it was pistols. I know that. I don't know if it was an actual, like, gun or if it was a pistol. You said air pistol. Yeah, it was air pistol.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it was. It was 10-meter air pistol. And he came second overall.
It's crazy.
I know.
For not having any equipment on or anything, the other players or competitors had, like, a big advantage. And he still got second.
Yeah. He's also 51 years old.
He looks like he's only, like, 30.
Yeah, he does. And he was shooting for Turkey. Fun. The fact that he was in the Olympics just showed how good of a sharpshooter he was. Like, he was there for sharpshooting.
He was there specifically for that, not for anything else.
Nope. So that should... Yeah, but, like, he was only 2 points behind the first place.
One of the reasons was because they were looking. I watched the end of it, and they were looking for his arrow, and they
arrow.
Not his arrow,
It's a,
his.
it's like a BB, I think.
I know. I meant that. I.
If it's like
Anyways.
airsoft or something, I'm pretty sure it's a BB, but it's air pistol, so I don't know. What, here, we'll just put it this way. Whatever they shoot in air, in air pistol 10 meters. Yes, we'll go with that. Yeah, here. Let me look up real fast what the equipment was. Equipment for sharp shooting. Sharp shooting 10 meter air pistol. And there's three events that are sharpshooting. It's the rifle, the pistol, and the shotgun. So I'm surprised we didn't see him in either one. In either the rifle or the shotgun. Maybe he just specialized in that. Here, I'm gonna look at a photo real fast. So, 10 meter air pistol. Okay, so they definitely have those eye blockers so that they don't, so that they're only looking through the scope. And then they have a scope. Here, hang on, give me 2 seconds.
Yeah, but why do they even have to use the eye patch thing? Because
Because
why don't they just, I don't, but why don't they just close that eye?
sometimes their eye'll twitch, like they'll be like this, they'll be, and their eye will like twitch. So it's better to just go like this and then like shoot. It helps. It helps. I'll just say that.
That helps.
Yeah, it
Lots of
helps.
help.
I'm trying to look up. Yeah, he just walks up there, hand in pocket, pistol in hand. He walks up there,
Walks
pistol
over.
in his right hand, left hand in his pocket, and just walks up there and.
Actually, he's just so chill. He's like,
He's just so
whatever.
calm. He's like, whatever happens, happens. And he walks up there, left hand in pocket, right hand holding his gun, and he raises his right hand up and just looks down the scope, and as soon as he shoots, bullseye.
Yeah, no, that just
And
proves how good he
like other
is.
people who like shot that would like scream and go, "Yeah, I did it." But he was just like, "No."
He
Just,
was so chill.
yeah, he was like,
He
this is an
just
everyday deal. This is an everyday deal for me.
like, whatever.
It was like, what? That is crazy.
No, he reminds me of the. What's his name? There's a gymnast who is so chill, and he reminds me of him. I don't remember his name.
And he walks up there, and there's a photo of him that's like really zoomed in, and it's like a forward-facing camera, so it's like off to the side. So like he's right here, and it's like off to the side a little bit, so it's not right there, but it's like it can face him. And his eyes are just both focused on like the target and then the aiming part of the rifle. Because he didn't have a scope or anything, he literally just had the air rifle. That's it. Nothing else. It was crazy. I'm still trying to find the gear. And even when he gets silver medal, like, pretty sure the other person who competed for Turkey was like super stoked and was like smiling and everything, and he was just like sitting there nonchalant, just holding up his medal going,
Nonchalant.
yeah, nonchalant. It is crazy. It's just insane.
Charging.
I'm still trying to find those shooting deals. Yeah, so there's a photo of. Oh my God, Penelope. There's a photo of one of the marksmen's or markswomen's. There's a photo of one of the markswomen's. I think that's the women's sharpshooting, and she has a patch over one eye and then like a magnifying lens on the other eye, and it's usually the left eye blocked, and they aim with their right eye. Because I'm supposing most of them are right-handed. But it's just crazy how much money they put into these pistols. And this guy just walks up there, nothing, just an air pistol, and just. And gets.
Get supplied with their with an air pistol, or do they bring their own?
I'm pretty sure they bring their own. Because they also have to, like, practice. And they have to, because they have to get comfortable with their equipment like anything else.
It's kind of like in if you're doing any kind of practice or like basketball, volleyball, tennis, baseball, you have to get used to like your own ball, your own racket, or
Baseball
your
is an
bat.
exception, though. Baseball,
Well, yes, but
basketball,
if it's
and
a
volleyball are an
different.
exception because. You don't have to get used to the ball. It's that you have to get used to your equipment, your gloves, and your bat.
Yeah, but still, for like from experience in volleyball, I'm so much better with my team volleyball. My team's volleyballs because I know what they feel like, I know what to expect, I know how hard they are, how strong they are, which ones are the have more air, which ones don't have more air. But whenever I go to games, I don't know what to expect.
And baseball is just that sport of every baseball is the same. Doesn't matter if it's
Yeah,
hard.
but your bat, if that's a different bat, then you're not going to be used to it.
It's never use. If you misplace your bat, I had a kid on my team that didn't have a bat at all, but still, he was my best friend, so I loaned him my bat. And every single time I would get to the field, I'd be like, okay, you want to use my bat? And he'd go, yep, I do. And I go, okay, there it is. And so once I outgrew that bat, it went straight to
You gave
him.
it to him.
Yep.
That's good. That's good. Cause I played tennis, I had this friend who had a racket that I really liked. Or well, I think it's
You play
good. I
tennis.
he had a racket I really liked, and I was like really liked it, and they quit because they didn't like it at all. So they gave it to me, which is
Yeah, but that marksman was, he got used to that air pistol.
I wonder how long he's been doing it for.
Let me do a quick search. Let me get them statistics. How long has you
Intrusive thoughts.
say findings are inconclusive. Yeah, findings are inconclusive. Can't find it. Thank you so much for listening to Two Takes. I hope you guys really enjoyed it and tune in for the next episode. Have a great day, y'all.